Welcome back to the Rampin' Up Podcast with Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah. Before we get started, I just want to let y'all know where I will be.
Where are you going to be?
September 3rd, I'll be in Greensville, South Carolina at the Comedy Zone. September 4th, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The Comedy Zone.
And then September 7th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Where? You better not.
The Comedy Zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be on September 16th?
God, wouldn't you like to know? Laugh Boston! Boston, Massachusetts, September 16th. Come on out.
And then on the 18th of September.
God
dang it.
September 18th, I would never forget about you. Be in Belmore, New York. You know Belmore, New York. The Brokerage in Belmore. Classic.
Yeah. You know it's called the Gatlinburg of New York?
Goodbye. All right. And for the rest of my dates and all my tickets, go to FionaGolly.com. And I will frickin' see you there, Boogie and Matthew.
Oh, shit. Matt. You know me, guys. Y'all can find me out on tour with Rodney Carrington, opening it for old Rod Dog. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Sorry, Rodney. I'm out with Rodney. You can find all his tickets at RodneyCarrington.com. We're going to be in places like Kansas, Nevada, California, Texas, and Clear Lake. Is that? No. Different story. No, that's you, Belmore. Anyway, and then I'm going to my bachelor party on September 18th, so that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
If you want tickets to that.
While she's in Belmore. When I'm not out with Rodney, I'll be on tour with Fiona at FionaColley.com is where you can find all her tickets. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
We have such an exciting guest. The guest
is... you guys. Oh,
you.
I thought we were going to. Yep.
No, I like that. Yeah. It's y'all.
You guys are
and
the guests.
And we're really happy to have you here. So let's get into the freaking episode. We're feeling hyper pumped to ramp up.
Hit it. We're ramping up. We're ramping up. Yo, welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up. I've got a fun idea. I'm addicted to ChatGPT now, so why don't we do this? Let's get ChatGPT to write us an intro. Yeah, let's get Fugler in there. He's been gone for a minute. He's feeling left out. Let's see here. Write me an intro for the Ramping Up podcast with Fiona Colley and Matt Taylor. Oh Lord, how you doing? Okay, just fucking do it. God bless. Oh, sure. Here's an energetic and fun. All right, you ready?
Wait, do we put the parts?
You're
on Fugler. You're really fucked up, dude.
All right, here we go. What the fuck? All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but here, it's time to ramp it up.
Yeah, it is.
How'd you know that was your line? Strap in or don't. Matt's already halfway off the ramp because your hosts, Fiona Colley and Matt Taylor, are coming in hot with laughs, chaos, and zero structural integrity. Is this fucking saying we don't have any structure to our podcast?
I wrote this.
Oh, nice. Wheelies, check. Hot takes?
Check.
Bucket hats and questionable decisions?
Check.
Hey, absolutely. This is Ramping Up, where the only thing more unhinged than the wheelchair is the conversation. Let's roll.
My wheelchair is unhinged?
I guess.
That's a problem.
Thank you, ChatGPT. I'm obsessed with it. I can't stop using
it. What a really fun idea.
You know, it's...
I don't know. I thought it was original. Nobody's done that yet. Nobody's used that for that purpose.
I would also like to to point out, Matt is wearing swim trunks. We, A, don't have a pool. We don't live near a lake. We don't even have a fucking bathtub.
Yeah. But it's been raining a ton here, so I got on my Crocs and my swim trunks.
Like,
I'm ready for whatever the day has.
Keep out sleigh. I miss this. Classic
Matt. Oh. Oh, that'll bring it out of you if you do have it in you. Is your nostrils too strong for this?
Strong.
Okay. Damn. It's scary, like you're not, I'm not going to do it anymore. You got to breathe slower in and then faster as you go. Nothing? You've burned out your receptors.
I think COVID might have fucked her up.
Oh.
Yeah. You probably just dosed yourself with some ammonia.
Damn. She's like, I can't feel nothing. It's just bleeding.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Matt's used to me saying that.
What?
I can't feel nothing.
Man, that's crazy. My mom watches this, dude.
She knows way too much about you for the last 2 minutes.
His mom's not that guy. She's like the smartest person, and she deserves to know.
What?
Yep.
What is the logic behind that? Behind that? What? Dude, I talk so weird on this podcast. I have like different dialects. I'm starting to think I'm like borderline personality, BPD. No.
You love self-diagnosing. You.
That's not what that is.
I've got it all.
I love you so much, but people that
throw me the DSM-5. DSM-5. DSM-5.
Himself. Yeah. I want to punch in the
fucking
face.
Well, people with BPD can't like have friendships or hold relationships or anything, but some of the symptoms
the
do
one that got away.
Disguise themselves as OCD or bipolar or paranoia. So you're probably just OCD and you think that you're BPD.
I don't think you're any of those things. I think you're a retard.
Yeah, well, put your drink on a coaster. How about that?
This table's from TJ Maxx.
Is it really?
Yeah, brother.
It's a nice table from TJ
Maxx.
TJ Maxx
Home Goods. I got it like 4 years ago.
Jeez.
We're about to throw it on the trash.
Fucking 6 years ago. What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, Lucy.
Uh-oh. Answer it on the pod.
She's not calling me.
Oh. Well, let's save those texts for later. How about that? Sorry. We're trying to pod.
All right, you got, what are we talking about? Hi, podcast. I'm here.
I'm over it. I'm walking out.
What are we talking about?
It's right here. All right, let's fucking recap where we've been.
Why didn't you say that? What were we doing?
We're recapping where we've been.
Do you need a beer or something?
Yeah, I would like one. That would be nice.
That's
thank
what
you
were doing.
I was about to, and then y'all were yelling at me.
Trying to do it discreetly.
Thank you. No discreetly.
We're like, Matt, what do we do?
All right, guys. What's up, gang? Where we been? What we been doing?
Really cool.
Pop off, little mama.
Oh!
Give them the skinny on where we been. Without notes. Just off top.
I'm Matt Taylor.
Oh, Lord. We were in Austin. For the love of God, we were out in Austin. Went out there for 4th of July.
Yeah, that was
had ourselves
fun.
A damn good time.
Brother, we stayed with Carlos Sosa for the first time.
Yeah, the saxophone player for the Kill Tony band.
He's amazing.
And that's just his Monday. We came to find out Carlos is like a very
like
accomplished
a fucking
musician.
5-time Grammy winner. 8-time?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm fucking that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, sorry if we got it wrong. But yeah, I mean, the dude, he plays sax for Zac Brown Band.
Oh, my God.
He's played for Hanson.
But
he's played for Jason Mraz.
He doesn't talk about himself. Like,
no, you would never know.
Quiet.
And he's like a Grammy-winning producer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. On the 4th of July, though, we went to this bar in Austin. We met up with, like, Rachel Wolfson, Matt Edgar, all of them.
Tony
was there. We ended up going. Kanse. I love Kanse.
Very kind man.
I can't repeat him.
He's one of the golden ticket winners, one of the newer ones.
Yeah.
Very cool guy.
But we go to the second bar, and y'all, the vibes were not it. I hated it. It was literally like the, the moment I get in there, I'm obviously in my wheelchair. Matt is standing right next to me. Tony is standing across from me. And then out of nowhere, this very drunk old man approaches me. It's very loud in there. And he leans down and he goes, "Can I have a kiss?" And I go, "No." And then he goes, "Oh, come on, just give me a kiss." And I think Tony heard him say it the second time. Tony goes, "Hey, this is Fiona fucking Golly, and this is the guy that fucks her." And then Matt goes, "Hey, what's up, dude?"
I didn't hear any of this conversation. I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man? Nice to meet you, dude."
And Matt's being like so nice, this guy. And I'm like, "Get me the fuck away from him." And I'm trying to like roll outside to go get away from this guy. And he like grabs Matt and he's like, "Hey, brother, can we get a photo together?" And Matt was like, "I'd love to." Yeah.
Me? A photo? For sure. Yeah.
He got cucked.
I did. I got cucked right in the middle of that bar.
Yeah, that photo's on Reddit.
Yeah.
That was funny.
White horse.
And then I did kill Tony that Monday.
Mm-hmm. That one just came out, like 3 weeks ago.
Yep. Nice.
Got that. That was pretty good. One of the better interviews you've had.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
That was good. And then you went to like Washington.
Oh,
all that
and
shit.
To Tacoma with Justin.
Yeah. Where was I?
You went home and then somewhere with your boyfriend.
Rodney?
Rod Dog.
The Rod Dog? Rod Dog. Am I Rod Dog? Rod Dog. Doesn't sound any better, but not Raw Dog.
Yeah, that'd be crazy and such a leap.
Whatever. I don't like this. Y'all were so nice before this thing started.
Nah, I've never been nice to this man.
That's crazy.
I've never been nice to anybody.
Just to let you know, the switch up on this is as soon as it hits play, their energies change.
Hey, be thinking about food because we're going to run out of time, Boki.
How?
Like, things close?
Whatever. So you were in Washington.
Oh my God, yeah. I went with Justin. We had two shows. It was amazing. The first show was crazy. I did a meet and greet and like, you know, I gotta like wrap it up so I can go back and get ready for the second show.
Got to.
And I didn't see, but there was this older man like waiting the whole time. And I was like, oh shit, because like right when I was about to go back to the green room, he runs up to me. He's like, "Hey," and he's crying. He's like, "Hey, I just want to tell you, my wife died 3 months ago, and she loved you, and I wanted to, like, come out and see what it was about, and, like, you were so fun. Like, give me all the flowers you can imagine." But it was, like, intense, you know what I mean? I'm, like, about to cry, and I'm like, "Fuck, but thank you for coming, like, oh my God." And then I was like, "What do you?" And then he goes, "Yeah, I'm a hospice nurse, and I watched someone die right before this show, so it's just, like, been really hard for a couple of months." And I was like, "Quit your fucking job, dude. That's too much."
Yeah, didn't he? He was like, I watched somebody die before I came up here.
Is he doing what he was doing? Are you here for Brady's eyes just got so big.
I for real was concerned a little bit.
I'm going to be honest. I think Matt did it for real and then realized he did it afterwards and was like,
"No way."
No, at the very end, he was like, "Fuck, I got to make it a bit because I'm doing it." I'm totally right, aren't I?
No, I literally just blanked out on that part. I was like, oh, did you bring that part up?
Oh my God.
Space cadet.
You gotta pay attention.
Yeah. I get mad sometimes? It seems fairly like.
My attention span is off on all accords.
I would rather you admit that you didn't hear what I said.
I'm just joshing you guys.
The fact that people call me a retard is crazy.
Who does his hat? Who does his hat?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, the momentum is gone from that story. Thank
you. Let me go and stop that real quick.
Really awesome.
God.
You're great.
Whatever.
So
What if he was like, you were my wife's favorite comedian, so I had to just come see, and honestly, I don't get it. Nope? Okay. Well, how was the next city you went to?
What if he was like, you're my wife's favorite comedian, but I don't get it?
No, yeah, I like that.
Really funny.
That's
really
funny. No, I love that, actually.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
Genius.
I actually think it's a stupid fucking idea.
Yeah.
It's a really dumb idea. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to murder you.
I'm going to check out.
Let's move it along.
Yeah.
Yeah, next city. Please.
And then we went to Spokane. And that was fun. And we had like a day off between Spokane and the next show. So we went out that night, me and Justin. And that was super fucking fun. Okay, we ended up... First off, I went to the first bar or something. No, I don't remember the names of the bar. Gladiator or something. And everyone in the bar was above 60 years old. And me and Justin were like, what do we do? You know? And then all of a sudden, this lady comes over. And she was like, hey. I'm going to... Fuck, I forgot all the details. What's the concert I told you?
You went to that bar and weren't like... Wasn't everybody there like 60 years or older?
I'm going to tell you, we're not doing that. What was the name of the concert she was trying to go to? I texted to you. Damn it, Dale.
Genuine?
No, this podcast is bombing because you checked out.
No, I'm checked in. I don't remember what concert, but I mean, you definitely checked out.
I'm trying to find it.
Oh shit! Does that mean I have to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. This is how like space cadet. I don't even remember
subscribers.
Where.
Okay.
Do what?
I bet.
Got your ass.
I bet no one cares what band it was.
Yeah, it was an old guy.
Was it Frankie Valli?
No, it was like Billy something.
Joel.
No. And
Steely Dan. We could just name bands.
Billy Ocean.
And then you said.
And she comes over to.
Billy Idol.
I know. She was like, I will buy you guys a drink. I just like can't find where these. Tickets are in my Apple wallet. And so Justin was like, yo, you know, and we have video of it and whatever. It's so funny. She kept her little plastic sandwich bag with medicine and lip gloss in it.
And
I have a photo of it. What?
You stole her tickets?
No, we found them for her.
Oh, for her?
Yeah, on her phone. She didn't know, like, where
Apple.
They were.
Yeah.
And so it was very cute. And then we went to another bar, and I met this, like, 21-year-old kid that was a fan. And we had some drinks with him, and they were doing karaoke at this bar. And I was like... Everyone's like, can you sing? And I was like, not even a little. And they were like, no way. And I was like, no. And they thought I was being, like, cute and bashful, but, like, I was secretly good. It's not what I'm doing. It's not. I'm, like, genuinely terrible. And this guy was like, please. And I was like, fine. We can sing a duet from High School Musical. And you're going to be Gabriella. And I have a full video of that. Oh, yeah. It's so good. I swear to God, though, they ended the song early because my singing was so bad. And that was super, super fun. And then we went to Utah.
How do you remember all this stuff?
What do you mean?
Like, I can't even remember what I was doing that weekend that you were there.
Because you have ADD and OCD. Doesn't that affect your memory?
Your short-term memory, not long-term. You were here.
I was home?
Right? You're old.
Why wouldn't I be out there?
Because I... You were at least here on Sunday because I came over and uploaded the podcast and you were here.
What was I doing? Oh, I remember. That was Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Sorry. Go ahead, Utah. We got it.
So we go to Utah and oh, fuck, I forgot something. Doesn't matter. Okay, we go to Utah and that show is fucking sick. Not much to report about Utah. The lady was real mean to me at the nail salon for no fucking reason. Like, my thumbnail had broken in Spokane, so I was like, just can you match the nail polish I have? And she painted it like bright blue. I have green nails. And I was like, hey, that's not gonna match. And she was like, you're stupid. It'll match once you go outside. Crazy.
That is a wild thing to say.
It was.
Sunlight will even it out.
Literally. She was like, it changes in the sun. No, it don't.
It didn't. Is it still? No, you got them fixed. No, fix. I got them back.
And now
we'll show that on the pod, though. Different color nails.
I don't feel like we're being awkward.
I don't know. We were
crushed. You used all your energy on the intros.
Yeah. We really zazzed up them intros. I don't even know what that word means. Zazzed up.
You and I started fighting because you did what you did.
Do what? Are we fighting right now? Oh, no.
I don't know. But it did start exactly like that one episode did. Yeah. Post.
I don't know. I'll get better. I just, I don't know. Something will be said and I'll just like take off in a different direction.
He's the only one I'm talking. Then,
No, it's not just you. It's everything and everybody.
Yeah, we're about to get married. You need to figure that shit out because that's going to cause issues, my guy.
Shit, good luck.
He's trying to do crowd work.
What?
You're trying to do crowd work, but you stop listening.
Yo, where are you guys from? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm from Spokane.
That's crazy. So,
where are you guys from?
Yeah, where
are
y'all from? It's a different person.
Again this time.
What do you do for a living? I knew a guy that used to be a cop. What? I don't know. My crowd work does suck, though.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I don't listen.
Yeah.
I just zone out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I
that's
say?
That's why we do improv. Maybe that's the problem. That's we haven't been doing point. Improv.
Improv improves my attention span. I almost said memory. That would have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. You know what they say, it is what it is.
You know what it is.
All right. We're okay. Loosey-goosey. Come on now.
All right. right, Casino Boogie.
Oh yeah. Oh, and then we went to a casino in Pocola, Oklahoma. And boy, were you the belle of the friggin' ball.
But can I be so fucking honest with y'all? The week before my birthday, Matt hugs me and he goes, "Hey, you're off on your birthday." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't have any shows."
Yeah, because you were going to go to New York earlier or something.
Do you want to go to a casino with me? And in my brain, I hear casino. I think Las Vegas. And I was like, oh my God, yes, please shut the fuck up. Like, well, like, I freaked out. And Matt was like, okay.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, yes. !! I'm like, all right, damn. I mean,
I told Justin. I was sick. Like, Justin, Matt's taking me to Las Vegas for my birthday. And Justin was like, God, that guy really loves you. And then I bet he doesn't really love me.
I do.
Where was the show really, Matt?
Pocola, Oklahoma. at the Choctaw, you know?
That's still cool.
Yeah, it was a... There are some bad casinos, and that was not a bad one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's a bad one?
You don't want to know.
No, I've been to that one.
It ain't Vegas, I'll tell you that much. You gotta try and come to Vegas this year.
So, I find out we're going to Pocola, Oklahoma.
Yeah. But also, once I realized you thought it was Vegas, I was like, hey... You do not have to come on this trip.
But I
just
can't
thought you might want to come
along. My
mind.
That's so douchey.
No, I was like, because I get it. I was like, look, this isn't gonna be Vegas. You had Vegas in your head. This ain't Vegas. But.
And I was like, I'll get drunk enough to where I think I'm in Vegas. No, you won't, bitch.
Not at that casino.
Nope.
They go, oh, you want a vodka soda?
They have a vodka gun, and I met one of the people that used to work there, and she was like, oh, they fucking watered that down. Like, don't get mixed drinks here. I had like 7 vodka sodas one night. Wasn't even tipsy. It was crazy. But I figured it out, and I actually ended up having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Won money.
She was the roulette Rizzler, the queen on that. I mean, she, at one point, like, she lost, and she's like, oh, that sucks. I was like, you haven't lost a deal yet. It was like 10 in a row she hit. I'm just like, what is going on? Everybody at the table was, like, betting on what her bets were. They were, like, waiting, like, hold on, let's wait and see what Fiona does. And then they would place the bets down, and she would just win them a bunch of money. Other people were asking, like, where do I put this $300? And she was like, black, you know, and then black would hit.
Right, every time. Like, oh, my God. I got like $6,000.
Yeah, it was nuts. And that was her thing. She was the roulette queen.
Yeah, I was really good at it. I liked it.
Then she played craps for the first time, rocked that out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a gambling
addict.
We're
going to take a little day trip to a casino in Kentucky.
We can go to Tunica.
My grandma loves to go to Tunica.
Tunica's
Let's
fun.
Let's take a go to Tunica.
I want
to
go with her. I've always wanted to.
Drinks are free in Tunica if you're gambling.
Yeah, it's like,
that's another thing. In Oklahoma, I guess, it's not complimentary drinks.
Yeah, it might be illegal in that state.
It is. Yeah. I looked it up right when we were landing. She was like, oh, at least they have free drinks. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and I look at him, I'm like, God,
yeah.
This ain't Vegas.
Kiki would go with us. She was at the horse races this last week, and they got canceled, though, because of the rain.
No.
I texted her, and I said, hope you're winning some money. She said, haven't.
Period. that means KK's down bad.
She was pissed.
Oh, man. That was fun, though. I mean, it was, oh, on the coolest thing.
I'll let you tell it. At midnight when it turned my birthday, I bet money on 29 because I just turned 29. And it fucking hit 29.
Yeah, baby. It was the craziest thing. I realize that sounds like a lie. 100%.
We bet on 29 or 29. It, but yeah, yelled at.
Yeah.
I answered FaceTime call at the roulette.
She put three $1 chips down. $105. Actually, was it more than that? She put five on that? Mm. I don't know. It was a fun time, though. She was up 600. I was down 300, you know. Gotta love it. Dude, I went over to Blackjack. And, like, this is why I like roulette. Because every other, like, table, you can screw up other people's money. I don't like that. Yeah. Like, roulette, it's, like, on you. You're betting what you want. If it hits, it hits. If it don't, it don't. And I sit down at the Blackjack table. And the guy to my left just, like, looks at me. He's like, ugh. And, like, as soon as I sit down, I'm like, what the fuck? And sure enough, like, I get cards or whatever. Dealer gets 21. And the guy, like, looks at me. He's like, God dang it. You want to hold this up to me?
That's why you're not supposed to count cards.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, he was doing illegal stuff. And so the dealer gets... out of 10 hands, has 21 8 times. Everybody at the table is like, get crazy. This fucking guy off the table. So I just like leave. God. He keeps hitting 21. I remember I got 20 like 3 times. I was like, nice, 21.
What the fuck?
I lost my money like that. I was like, God dang.
Man, that really fucked you for the rest of the weekend.
It just, yeah, I didn't appreciate that. And the guy was like, I'm never this good. I'm
oh,
like,
my God.
Well, you know, that's just me, man. I bring the bad luck. So.
And there was one night, some man was, like, selling, like, at the merch table after the shows or whatever. There was one guy that was so odd. He had no idea who I was.
Oh, yeah. God, that was
creepy. He was wearing, like, a puffer vest and had a crazy fake tan.
Tony okay. Hinchcliffe?
Damn,
that's fun.
That was good.
Good roast.
And I'm sitting. Matt had done his jokes about my fiance's in a wheelchair, and I'm sitting next to Matt. You know, and the guy comes up and he was like, "You know, I wanted to buy you a drink. Like, what's your name?" And I was like, "Fiona." You know, I think he's trying to buy Matt stickers. And he was like, I wanted to buy you a drink during this show because I was sitting in Rodney's show at the back. And he was like, my buddy said you were taken. And then Matt goes, yep, that's by me. That's my fiance. And he goes, honey, I'll get you whatever you want.
He just kept going. I'm like, I don't think this is registering for this guy.
And I was like,
he's like, sir, buy her that shirt or let her get that shirt.
Yeah,
like,
I told him to buy all Matt's merch.
Yeah. He was like, I want one of those koozies and stickers. I was like, nice. We're running
yeah,
a gambit on this place.
Yeah, and then he bought one of Rodney's shirts for me. Yeah. Like, it was so odd. But honestly.
I didn't even buy my merch. It was just like, here's $15. Good luck in your love life. I hope you find someone. Like, what's going on?
It was like kind of nice, honestly, because now I get hit on because people are like, oh, I know who you are. I don't really have people approach me that just like think I'm good looking. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, he doesn't even like think I'm funny. Like, he.
Yeah, he didn't laugh once at anything we said. He was just really intent on you buying whatever merch you wanted at the merch table.
I was like, also, all like, right, about it, sweetie.
Let's look at it from his perspective. Was he like, oh, is this lady trying to get something from the merch table? Just like sitting beside it. He's like, oh, sweetie, I'll buy you whatever you want.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah.
We had fun.
I suck at craps, always have.
Yeah, you're crap. She went.
This guy was on a roll for like, I mean, I don't even know how many. And then she She was going so long because she was like, you were like standing up.
I was standing up to throw it, like leaning on the table, and my heart started hurting because I can't stand that long. Finally, I got like a 7 or an 11 or whatever that makes it stop, and I got to sit back down. I was like, oh. And then Matt goes to get a drink, and it's the guy next to me throwing. And he grabs the dice, and my hands are, like, on the table, and he rubs the dice on my hands. And he goes, I need a little bit of that luck. Don't tell your husband.
So, yeah, Piccola, you got a lot of creeps out there. And then I get back, and, like, I'm like, here, I'll go for you this time, or I'll throw for you if that's okay. And I roll once, and it's, like, a 4 or whatever. And everybody's like, all right. And they put it on every single number. Immediately roll a 7 right after. And like, God dang. I'm like, I don't like this at all. I'm going back to the roulette table. I'm ruining everybody's fun.
I've won like 250 at craps.
Yeah.
I've never played anything but blackjack. I'm scared of that stuff.
Roulette's fun. Most fun, I think.
I think I understand roulette now. In craps, I have, like, a very loose understanding. I just throw the dice.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea of, like, having to go stand up there and be like, I don't know. It just worries me. Like, I see everyone standing around the table, and I'm like, not for me. I don't want to do that.
I get that.
The shows were fantastic.
That's how I feel all the time.
Oh, Lord. So that's a wrap on where we've been and what we've been doing.
But now let's talk about what's important.
What's important. So you haven't been watching Love Island, have you? Mm-mm. It's the worst show
sweet baby
ever made.
Boy.
Tell me all about it.
The best thing I ever saw in my life.
Ugh. Everybody on that show is not looking for love. I'll say that. They're looking for lust.
Oh, Lord, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical.
Typical.
They're looking for sin and lust and coveting.
That show's crazy. What do we...
I mean, can we just talk about that friggin' Huda? I mean, first of all, She is very attractive.
Hot.
As they all are. But she like hooks up with that first dude.
Jeremiah.
And I don't know.
She fucks him. Which is kind of gross.
You know. Not on that
show. On this show, you kind of wait a while and you fuck one person maybe.
Have you seen like the meme that's like, I'm a mommy.
Yeah, no, I've seen some Huda stuff, and I know the my dream date cute meme.
Oh my god, that's my dream date.
Yeah. What'd y'all do? Oh, we just like sat on a beach. That's my dream date.
Dude,
yeah, I think Huda's super hot and all those things, but I feel like, and this might get hate, but I actually don't give a fuck. She's a kid. That's like the whole thing. First off, it took her so long to tell the dude she's with. Like, she kept it a secret.
Had they slept together before she told him?
Yeah.
Wow.
How come no one ever gets pregnant on these shows? It seems
it's
like
gonna happen eventually.
Impossible.
What's like this show? Like, what is it? Love is Blind. The pinnacle of that point of Love is Blind is they're like, all right, I want to marry this person. I'm going to ask them to marry me. The equivalent to this is them being like, hey, you want to be exclusive on this island and stop fucking everybody else?
Only on this island.
And like, I thought you'd never ask. And then they go to this place called The Hideaway and have sex. Like, somebody on the show, like, whenever it was... Somebody was going to The Hideaway, and then some chick was like, go make a baby. It's like, no.
Oh, my.
What? Go make a baby on this. You just met each other 2 months ago.
A week.
Go make a baby.
For me, it was like weirdness about saying she had a kid made me feel like she was like embarrassed or something.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you be proud of that? You know, I found that odd. And she starts the season, her intro is like, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a single mom. Like her talking head intro, so no one else knows. And she's like, if you have a problem with me being on this show, then you don't think single moms should find love, too. That's not the fucking problem, baby girl. And they're all, like, early 20s, except some of them are in their 30. I don't know. It's random. But I just found it weird. Huda slept with two dudes on the show and ended up single.
It's like that, and like all the challenges and stuff. Like, it's just like, what are we doing here?
I love the show.
We're just dry humping each other on these challenges and making out with everybody. There was like a cold sore outbreak on the show. Yeah. I mean, disgusting.
That's horrible.
I wish I could be on it.
Oh, Lord. Jesus. And then the parents and like family come out and they're like, we're so happy and so proud of you. I'm like, have you been watching the show?
Dude.
They're like, you're really representing us well. I'm like, you were just bouncing on some dude's pecker for a challenge and making out with every guy. Like, pecker. Who's the tallest person? Oh, go make out with him. It's like, what? I don't know.
It's a real moment. It's a really entertaining show, but two people got, like, taken off in the night from the show.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because they found out, like, they
were
said,
racist.
Like, racist shit online, like.
Oh, yeah. The one girl said that she had Asian eyes or something.
Yeah, but the first girl that got taken off, it was after episode one. I think she had said the N-word a bunch in a podcast.
Of course.
That on a podcast?
You. Yeah, her own podcast.
That is crazy.
Damn. Does she have a lot of subscribers? Damn, really? No. Yeah. That is funny that like both of them were taken off the show for racial reasons. Like, what's another way you could... Like, one of the guys had to have roofied women or something.
I
surely
know,
that was out there.
Shocking.
Statistically, one of them.
That's
especially those ones.
That's always my thing. I'm like, on shows like that, you can't guarantee none of them have, like, graped.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Hey, look at
someone,
you getting better.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
Well, like, that's even a thing on Love is Blind, which is a much more wholesome show. And then everyone finds out that this guy was going to high school parties well into his 20s.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
One of us is 5'10 and ain't scared to say shit.
Oh my God. And the guy said that was actually 5'4.
Yeah. wait, what's his name?
Ace. It's on his
back.
Yeah. And
I've
like,
seen a ton of like shit from it online. I just didn't watch the thing.
Yeah, you can probably get the whole gist of it online.
My manager just texted me.
Who?
My manager, and she said, I just watched your Killzone episode from yesterday, and it was so good. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
She never
texted
me about it. That's very sweet. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, they believe in you. They
the
love
belief.
You. Excuse me. I do burp on this a lot. Sorry. But
yeah, we have a lot of
also,
complaints.
The end of this show? All right, I want you to guess. Huge production, huge show. So a couple has to win at the end, and then
split
the money or keep the money.
A certain amount of money, and then it's like they pull, there's two cards, and one is the amount of money and one is $0. the person that pulls the amount of money is either I keep it or I share it with you.
Yeah.
What do you think the amount of money is? They're there for 3 months. No phone, no nothing. Outside, nothing.
Doing all these challenges. It's the highest rated show
in the world.
I might be lying, but it is one of the highest rated shows in the
like
world.
$50,000?
Oh.
Okay, well.
Is that right?
No.
Close. I mean, depends on how you look at it.
It's $100,000, yeah. But you would split it.
Yeah, so $50,000
that
each.
Is not a lot of money.
I mean, remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They had that every week, didn't they?
But no one ever won.
That's a good point. Except for that one guy who just called his dad to be like, hey, I'm about to be a millionaire.
Yeah, that was
that's the biggest flex of the last 2 decades or whenever that was.
Maybe 3.
Maybe. God bless. I'm so old. Oh.
You are, and I'm 29.
What's the
Temptation Island?
No, but the...
That's what that is.
Too hot to handle. The pool starts at... $250,000
and all
season?
They have to do no it starts at 500.
Oh, and all they have to do is not
fuck each other and
they're like, this is our biggest pool yet. And then by the time I stopped watching in episode 3, it was like 140,000.
I mean, hot people are crazy.
I mean, who was it, somebody was saying, it was like, no wonder the divorce rate is so high. Like, look at what it was in the 90s, what was on TV. It was, you know, like all these shows.
It was
were, like,
the
it
Cosby
was
Show.
But I think the divorce rate being high is like our generation's fault.
Do what?
I think the divorce rate being high is our parents' generation's fault. Because that's been a thing since I was a kid. Or like not a kid, but a teenager.
Yeah, but it used
it was
to be like,
like
48%, and now it's 60.
Yeah.
Oh, it's higher.
It's way higher now. But all that's on TV is like, I don't know, just that kind of shit. And then like, I don't know, I think that's like where like social media is bad, and like you always have something to compare to, you know, like your
life. Marriage rates are also going down though, which is crazy for that statistic, that people are getting married less, but the people who are getting divorced more. That kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
They're getting married young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out that's still a bad idea.
Luckily you waited. This is my second marriage. What if you found out I had a previous marriage?
I think it was pretty funny.
Who? What would? What do you think she would look like without
she was
knowing
just
anything?
Apple baddies. All right, y'all gonna make me do this? All right, I was giving you a compliment. Nope, I don't even want it anymore. Wait, we're at on time.
All right. Thank you for watching Rippin' Up. It has been so fun and real. If you're a real one, join us over at the Patreon.
That's patreon.com/ Rampin' Up.
We're
cracking cold ones over there. And who knows? Maybe I won't mansplain everything you say.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
We'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys.
We're ramping up.
Shut up.